It's Wednesday, April 5th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A chemical weapons airstrike attack early Tuesday has killed dozens in Syria, including at least 10 children. The blasts released an unidentified poisonous gas or chemical substance that caused asphyxiation to those who inhaled it, reports Christian Headlines. According to CNN, it is thought that the attack was carried out by forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in collusion with Russian forces. Senator John McCain called on President Trump to say, quote, "We're going to arm the Free Syrian Army. We're going to dedicate ourselves to the removal of Bashar Assad. We're going to have the Russians pay a price for their engagement," unquote. One of Africa's smallest countries, Eritrea, has jailed, tortured, and killed numerous evangelical Protestant Christians. And now, two Christian women in Eritrea died after they went on a hunger strike to spread awareness about their own abuse and the persecution of Christians throughout the African country, reports the Christian Post. The women were protesting against the abuse they were subjected to in detention. Their bodies allegedly carried bruises suggesting sexual abuse. Mervyn Thomas of Christian Solidarity Worldwide said, quote, "It is imperative that this tragedy galvanizes efforts by the international community to ensure justice for victims of crimes against humanity by formalizing and initiating processes to identify and hold perpetrators accountable," unquote. Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki is known to be an alcoholic and a ruthless autocrat, who has held the office since the country's independence in 1993. Afwerki apparently fears that freedom of religion might help people mobilize themselves against his authoritarian rule. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." Today, after the newscast, a special report on the Susan Rice Trump surveillance controversy. Stay tuned. With just a week to go in the 2017 40 Days for Life campaign, 373 babies have been spared from abortion, reports Life News. Across America, between Ash Wednesday and Easter Sunday, pro-life Christians stand in front of abortion mills legally, peacefully, and prayerfully, offering literature and help to those women seeking abortion. The total number of children saved since 40 Days for Life started as a coordinated campaign in 2007 has now reached more than 13,000. Praise God for what He has done. Buses in the